MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, April 28, 2025. Scallop season ends in tragedy off Nahant. And Salem okays a no camping ordinance. Sunny, near 70, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10.05 p.m. Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times, the fishing communities of Gloucester and down east Maine are once again dealing with loss and pain following the death of a 26-year-old father after an accident aboard a scalloper. The fisherman who lost his life was identified as Jackson Marston by the Essex County District Attorney's Office. On Friday afternoon, Marston of Addison, Maine, and his crewmate were reportedly injured by a snapped rope aboard the fishing vessel 25 to Life, fishing about 25 nautical miles east of Nahant, just days before the end of the spring's northern Gulf of Maine scallop season. The Coast Guard retrieved the two crewmen, transporting them to Gloucester Pier, where they were transferred to emergency medical services for further care. Police Chief Ed Conley said in a text Friday afternoon that the Gloucester Police Department will be investigating the incident along with the U.S. Coast Guard and state police. Michael McHugh's writing in the Salem News. In Salem, changes to the city's no camping ordinance received first passage with a 10-1 vote from the city council on Thursday night, despite opposition from some residents. The amendment more clearly defines an individual's personal belongings and would broaden local police's ability to sweep campsites in or on public property. The original ordinance that passed April 26, 2024, prohibits unsanctioned camping in sites such as the one previously located near the South River. Intended to reduce the unsanitary and unsafe conditions, the measure allows for the relocation of unhoused people living outdoors if adequate shelter space is available. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On itemlive.com, reporter Zach Laird writes, Nahant Town Administrator Tony Barletta has announced that, effective July 1, he will be moving on to a new position as the town administrator for Manchester-by-the-Sea. Barletta stepped into the position in Nahant in 2018. Jim Sullivan's reporting in the Newburyport Daily News, with a special election coming up on May 13 and his annual operating budget in the works, Mayor Sean Reardon has a lot of pots on the proverbial stove. To give taxpayers a chance to see what's cooking on both burners, he has scheduled a pair of public meetings on April 30 and May 6. Both Rockport and Manchester-by-the-Sea are holding town meetings this evening. In Rockport, special town meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. at Rockport Middle High School, 24 Jordan's Lane. Town Administrator Mitchell Vieira said 150 voters are required to establish a quorum for the session. In Manchester-by-the-Sea, annual town meeting will tackle a 22-item warrant beginning at 6:30 p.m. at Manchester Memorial School, 43 Lincoln Street. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, in North Shore Sports, Essex Tech boys hockey coach Mark Leonard is stepping down. Leonard has a 30-year career coaching at Peabody High School and Essex Tech. He is a member of the Massachusetts State Hockey Coaches Hall of Fame and has 312 career coaching wins. In a story in today's Salem News by Phil Stacey, Leonard says he'll be devoting his time this winter to watching his son Brady, a senior at Essex Tech, play hockey at Albany Academy. Brady Leonard was the Cape Ann League's Player of the Year this past season. St. Mary's baseball team won its own Spartan Invitational over the weekend. Spartans beat Pope John on Friday, and on Sunday they shut out Masconomet 8-0 to improve to a record of 9-1. St. Mary's will play at Catholic Memorial this afternoon. In high school lacrosse, St. John's Prep Eagles lost their first game of the year 12-6 to powerhouse Staples, Connecticut. The Eagles now have a record of 9-1. In girls lacrosse, Peabody doubled up Billerica 14-7. Goalie Caitlin Snow made 15 saves for the Tanners. Allie Betancourt netted 5 goals to lead the offense. Celtics took a 3-1 series lead over the Magic with a 107-98 win last night in Orlando. Game 5 tomorrow back in Boston. And the Red Sox crushed the Guardians 13-3 in Cleveland yesterday. Sox are off tonight, and their road trip will continue tomorrow night in Toronto. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.